Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
Josh, it is my birthday today, if you didn't know.
Happy birthday.
Hey, I haven't made a big deal about it, have I?
No, actually, to be honest, less so than last year.
Low-key.
You still talked about it 2 months out.
Yes.
Do I want a big one? No.
Well, I decided maybe I'm going to save it for next year, because next year's the big 3-0. Yeah. So, you know, just hold off a little bit,
that's right.
And I'll launch next year.
Good call.
But I do like birthdays, because I am a birthday person, and especially growing up, we had certain traditions, and I love that in our family, there's still a thing.
Oh, that's nice.
Because I went to my parents' house last night and had dinner, celebrated with them. But when we were growing up, all us kids, when it was our birthday, we got given a birthday cereal. So you got to choose what cereal
wanted. That's good.
And because my brothers and I were all born very close in months.
Yeah.
It's July 19 to September 18. There's 5 of us. And so we had good cereal for a while.
Yeah.
And then it was very boring.
I was going to say, it's like you had a bit of a... Your parents had to... pay a lot.
Literally, it's an expensive couple of months. Their own fault, obviously.
Why don't you finish off the Nutrigrain?
And so I woke up this morning, my parents, and came downstairs, and I was very chuffed because I opened the pantry and there was Fruit Loops in there, which I haven't had in a long time.
No, I always think they like look better. Like the box is very, you know,
appealing.
Yeah, to the eye. And you look at it and you're like, geez, they're going to be good. And then you're sort of disappointed.
No, you're not. I wasn't. I had to sample a little bit, obviously, because it'd been a while.
That's right.
And I thought they were delightful. But I do worry about them being a cereal because it tastes a lot of sugar.
Isn't it?
A lot of sugar.
It's like a sometimes thing.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, a birthday treat.
Yeah. Cocoa Puffs, are they still a thing?
Yeah, Cocoa Pops.
They're good.
Milo cereal, that was, I think, one of my other brother's choice. He'd go with that. The Cocoa Pops Chex.
Oh, no. I like what was the one, like the Wheaties with the fruit inside them?
That's not a treat, is it?
They're good.
Yeah. But I mean.
Sorry, I chose the wrong cereal for my
Lucky
day.
Lucky you're not in our family.
Because
we would get really antsy to our siblings if they just picked about poorly. But I was looking at other traditions that other people celebrate around the world.
Less weird.
And, well, I don't know. Over in Spain, so they do ear pulling where at every birthday, so say I'm 29 today, you get your ear pulled 29 times and then you get an extra one at the end, which they really tug supposedly for good luck.
Jeez, that sounds like it's going to pop your ear, doesn't it?
It's a bit rough.
That's not good.
Bit rough. Or you could head over to Canada where this one, odd.
Yep.
So... I haven't been to any of these places, so I don't know if they're 100% correct, but the interwebs is telling me that they nose grease, so they get a bit of butter and they rub it on your nose in order to ward off bad luck. So every year
Canada?
Yeah. They're touching up your nose with a bit of grease.
That's weird.
Isn't it?
That's no good.
Happy birthday. Oh, butter on your nose. Yeah. Big one. China? So they have extra long noodles, and you're supposed to try and eat the noodle and slurp it as long as you can without breaking it to help bring longevity
that's
to your life.
One. I don't mind that one.
Which I like. But as much as fun all those have been, I am so grateful that I was not born in Vietnam. Now, I've been there, love the place. Oh, the food, divine.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
And before this, I thought maybe I could live there. They don't celebrate birthdays, Josh.
I like it.
You're such a Grinch.
That's my...
They celebrate it on the same day every year, the whole country.
Yeah, good.
Has one birthday. No!
Bit of communism.
No.
You know?
That's
too many individuals in this country. I'm sick of it.
I'd be moving, 100%.
Oh, God. Birthdays. I love that. Herbie and Josh driving you home. K-Rock 955.
On this day.
Herbie and Josh.
On this day.
On this day.
Welcoming into the studio from the newsroom, Shondre Llewellyn.
Hey, Herbie, and happy birthday.
Danke schön. Celebrating last year of the 20s. Here we are. I seem to be the only person celebrating my birthday, but that's fine, guys.
We're celebrating.
We are literally covered in streamers and balloons.
The vibe, though, from you two is low.
You told me. I don't care about this one.
Yeah, but I want the vibe still up, you know? Act like you care a little bit.
I don't. I told you I don't care. I'm not going to lie, you know?
He's an honest man. Hey, look, we've got you in here for a reason, though, Chandra. This is On This Day, where we take a look back in the music history world. I've reversed some songs. Mm-hmm. You just have to let me know what that song is and the artist behind it. We're going to 1989. This person was born, so sharing a birthday with myself. They're part of a group.
Okay, let's have a listen.
I don't know. Group with their brothers?
Josh, it's the Jonas Brothers, but which one is it? I'm going to say Nick. Joe Jonas?
Joe Jonas. Song. Sucker. Hey, Joe. Would you say he's the best Jonas Brother?
I think Nick's a really good looking one.
Yeah. Nick's the one with Priyanka married.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
I like Nick.
I think Nick.
Yeah. Who's the other one? What's his name?
The Kevin one. Kevin. Yeah, Kevin. The eldest. Yeah, yeah.
The forgotten Kevin.
Oh, Kev. Okay, 1991. This band played a concert where they invited fans to help shoot their first video to this song.
Chandra. I'm just going to take a wild guess and say Nirvana.
What song?
I know. I'm just going to say Smells Like Teen Spirit.
And I'm going to say you're right.
Yeah!
Back yourself, sister. That was
well
good.
Well done, Chandra.
Which I like, though. They got their fans to come beat you.
Yeah.
Which is fun. Love that. Okay, the next one, 1992. These group, they opened for MC Hammer.
Really?
Ooh.
What a day. Josh, it's Waterfalls. Is it TLC?
It is.
Oh, good one. Yeah.
Chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the rivers.
Oh, it's karaoke time.
Oh, what a tune.
Such a good song.
Next one you guys should know because we've heard this song with you guys in a game recently. But in 1995, this song was released.
All right, that was. Do you know how many years ago that was, Chandra? Just to check.
Yeah, I think so. Let me just. Yeah.
Oh, Chandra.
Oh, it's the Macarena. But it is. What's the band?
I can't.
Los Rios.
Yeah, you're so close. Los del Rio. There we go. I think that means Josh. You won.
Again, no.
Hey.
These things happen, Chandra.
Yeah.
You just have to keep to coming back and you'll get your win.
Yeah, you actually were pretty good then.
Yeah, that was very
my
good.
My one that I got right.
Yeah, but you had to work for it, you know?
Yeah, no.
Like, yeah, you know what? There's always next week.
Half exactly. A second earlier and you would have got Macarena.
Yeah.
You if you didn't say and said Chandra, it would have been yours.
Yeah, yeah. Got my name.
It's heavy, Josh. Driving you home. K-Rock 955. Thanks, Chandra, Llewellyn. Back to the newsroom.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
This is where we'd like to get your thoughts, Hebby.
Yep, I'm wiser now.
Because you're older.
Yep, that's what they say. I feel it, so I'm going to have good thoughts today.
You did say that in your speech, didn't you? Same old wise Herbie.
Yep. Strong.
What word do you think people would associate with you? Would be the first word.
Strong.
Oh, I'd say wise. For sure. Absolutely. Yes. Shooting your shot.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah, you have to. Always have to. With anything in life, you've got to shoot your shot because then you don't know.
That's right. You
know? What's the worst thing that could happen?
Is it no? You know
exactly.
That. Exactly. But there's like so many other scenarios, right?
Yeah. Great things can come from it.
So they did this study, apparently, and what they did was they asked men that were describe themselves as a one. So like 1 out of 10.
Yeah.
And like how often they would ask, like if they asked out of 10 out of 10, what was the percentage? And they worked it out, like what chance would they have of getting a date with someone?
Yeah.
And so you think it's going to be like a pretty big number that it wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
But like 1 in 1,000,000 sort
exactly,
of thing.
Exactly, yeah.
But it's 14%.
Wow.
So it's pretty high.
It's high, but it also makes me sad that these guys are, you know, thinking they're a one.
Yeah, but it's science, you know. You know.
Yeah, okay.
But they've got confidence enough to ask, you know, A 10.
A 10.
They're doing
10.
Better than a lot of people.
Yeah, exactly.
All righty, to the next one. Carrying cash.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. I mean, I'd love to, but who's getting cash these days? I don't do a job that does cashies, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So you don't have cash. I mean, I'd like to at times because it's good to have it in that scenario where they only take cash.
So is that how you spot a tradie if they've got cash on
them? Got cash, yeah. Farmer Finley always has cash. Always.
But he pays his taxes. cash dashing is a new trend.
Hang on a second. This sounds fun.
So what they do is you take out your money from the ATM, obviously with no fees.
Of course.
And then what you do is you have certain envelopes and then you have the activity list on there. So it's like bills, rent, et cetera.
So it's budgeting.
Budgeting, but it's just with cash and it just makes it an easier way to save apparently for some people.
Oh, because you see it in the flesh. You I can understand that.
Mm.
You see it literally go in front of you.
That's right. So then you can just go to that envelope and you're like, okay, it's fun weekend. Okay, well, I've only got $50, so maybe it's just a movie or something.
Yeah, exactly. I don't mind that.
You don't mind it?
Yeah, I don't mind that.
All right, last one. Eggs for breakfast.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. Delightful. And because there's so many options and things you can do with eggs. Limitless, really. Every day you can jazz it up in a different way. I love eggs.
Yeah, eggs are great. That's for sure. But basically they've done this, food calculator thing.
Okay.
Right, where essentially the best foods you can eat are avocado, got a score out of 100.
Yeah, that's good.
100 out of 100.
Oh, wow.
Celery juice, the same. Raw salmon, 100 out of 100. Lowest scores were for things like frankfurters, which we were talking about the other day.
The little frankfurters.
Yeah, delightful.
Little boys,
they got
1 yum.
Out of 10. Fizzy drinks, 1 out of 10. You know,
understandable.
Et cetera. An egg, which I thought would be pretty up there.
It's great. Eggs are great.
It only got a 56.
Ooh.
Could be higher depending on what you do. So if you add stuff to it, like cheese and whatever, it's going to go down. But if you remove the yolk, then it goes. But
Who wants white? I want the yolk. The runny bit's the best bit, Josh.
Oh, yeah. I was about to think,
yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
When you're having the eggs and soldiers, you're not dunking it in the white bit.
Jeez, there's no fun in life, is there?
No. People just want to bring us down. What can we not eat? You know, who's having celery juice?
Well, I think it's a certain type of person. Someone not very fun, yeah. Herbie and Josh and Carrot.
In the K-Rock justice system, trivial and petty disagreements are considered a way of life. In Geelong, the shining light who diffuses these matters is known to have the utmost respect of his community. That beacon of hope is Judge Josh.
Ah, that's right. Order.
Yep. Order in the house is needed, Your Honour, because...
No, order in the court.
Oh, in the court, sorry.
Jeez, come on.
We're only learning.
In fact, excuse yourself from the courtroom and then come back improperly, please.
Okay, Your Honour.
I wouldn't be paying for you to represent me, that's for sure.
I have a few issues. These issues have come across on Mum's Net.
Mm-hmm.
People are trying to sort it out there, but I thought,
yep,
let's go a step above Mum's Net. Let's go to Judge Josh.
Yeah, thank you.
So there is a boyfriend who's not too happy because his girlfriend has told him to his face that she can't go public with him on Instagram because he is un-Instagrammable. So she's quite good looking. She's got a big reach and her viewers wouldn't actually think that she's dating him. So she has a different guy up there.
So she's got another guy up there.
She has a fake boyfriend online. Him. That's not him. And he wants to know.
And so he's still dating her.
He's still dating her, yeah. And he just needs to know if he's doing the right thing.
Well, no, he's not doing the right thing.
I know.
And he should stay in that relationship as a punishment for doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, okay. That's fair enough.
He's an idiot.
Yeah. Now, the next two are a couple of neighbours sort of
at
war.
Okay, here we go. Love these ones.
Mm-hmm. So one neighbour has had enough of his fellow neighbour because she loves to sing.
Mm-hmm.
She sings at the top of her lungs, and not just any songs, they're always musicals.
Mm-hmm.
He says it's for up to 6 hours a day, and he just wants to know if he's being unreasonable, if he knocks on the door and says, can you limit your singing to 2 hours,
two
a, day?
Hours a day?
But I mean, it's her house. She can sing as much as she wants, really.
Well, I guess noise pollution is a thing, and I'd have to draw on the case of Josh first working with Herbie. It is tough. I mean, it's reasonable, but if it's within the hours, what's he doing? Get a job.
Fair enough. Last one, another neighbour at war. Okay, and so we know many people over the pandemic started doing at-home workouts.
Yep, okay.
So this lady has started doing at-home workouts. She does 20-minute HIIT workouts in her backyard every day. She had her neighbour come across, knock on the door because he wants her to either go join a gym or work out inside because the noises she makes while working out, he believes, are more down the erotic line than, I guess, a physical workout. Righto.
That's a tough one. That is a tough one to rule on.
Okay. Should she go?
Well, there's no real precedent for this one. So I'm just trying to think, you know, like what would be a punishment? I mean, working out inside her, she got the space. It's hard to know without the full details. Okay. Making erotic sounds isn't very, you know, if you've got young kids next door.
You don't like that?
You know. Well, it's an interesting workout. we probably have to have a look at that one, I think.
Get some hands-on experience with it before you make your call.
That's right. Debbie and Josh.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, I have a story today that hopefully will inspire others to not give up when the fight looks tough.
Oh, good. That's what we want.
You need this for a Monday.
You need fighters.
Because a man over in India, he has just won a long battle that started back in 1999 over...
Oh, geez.
Yep, long one. Over a train ticket.
Okay.
So...
That's a long time.
Let's go back to 1999. He was getting a train in India. He paid for two tickets. He was overcharged by 25 cents. He went back to the cashier and told them what happened. They said, yep, that's our bad. He said, give me my change. They didn't give it to him.
Yep.
So he's decided, no, that's not good enough. I want my money. He's also a lawyer. So he took him to court.
But I was just trying to think, like 25 cents back then isn't even a lot of money because I was alive.
Yeah, 25 cents is nothing. He just said, this was my money and, you know, they can't just take my money. So he's been to court over 100 times since he finally...
Oh, imagine being living with that guy. Just give it in, John, you know?
It's okay. It's 25 cents.
No, it's not. It's my money. Yeah. And they just took it.
He's very headstrong.
Yeah.
So he ended up getting them to pay that, and then they also had to give him a payout of $188. So worth...
$188 for 22 years of work.
Yep.
No.
That's so. And that, he even says it's the most work I've ever done, but you know, it shows people don't give up. Mm. To me, petty. But there's other lawsuits out there that are petty, Josh.
Good.
So this one, I don't know if it's sort of genius, but a kidnapper sued a hostage for escaping. So there was a lawsuit in 2012 where a couple, they were suing the person that kidnapped them, and then... His response was to countersue for breach of contract. He claimed he and the couple had a legally binding oral agreement for them to hide from the police. Unfortunately, his case was dismissed.
Yeah, you'd think so. God, imagine if he got up.
I know. Well done. This is odd. So there was a firefighter from Houston who is afraid of fire. So he was reassigned to an office position.
Yep.
So he wouldn't have to come into direct contact with what scared him.
Yeah.
And then he wanted to sue them because he claimed his fear was a disability and that was discriminated against. His case made it to the Supreme Court, so it took a few steps and then was dismissed. But why, if you have a fear of fire, are you becoming a fireman?
But surely they rule you out earlier on. You know, so that's on them. You know,
I reckon,
you reckon, like, I mean, if he can get through the recruiting process without facing fire, okay, you know.
I get it.
You haven't done your job.
And this is good. I mean, anyone for a fan of, let's say, Jane Bunn.
Yeah.
Yep. Your weather.
I remember when you met her.
Met Jane Bunn. That's that's correct.
Yep.
So a person over in Israel, they decided to sue their well-known television weatherman, Danny Rupp, for a false weather forecast. So he predicted a sunny day.
Yeah.
Turned out it wasn't. She was unprepared, took ill, misworked, and so she claimed it was on him.
Yeah, yep.
She won. She got $1,000 from that. So, I mean, a lot of people skip the weather, Josh.
Yeah, yeah.
But Jane and Lavinia, we're coming for you.
Jeez, okay. That's a bit...
That's genius. That's what it is.
So you're on that side? Okay.
100%.
That sums you up, doesn't it?
Herbie and Josh. Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
This is a really funny sort of story.
Okay.
Glad it didn't happen to me. This guy was very casual about the incident.
Okay.
So, you know those doorstep press conferences that they do? So, for instance, that time ScoMo was on some guy's yard.
Yes.
And comes out.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So, what's happened is a guy was giving one in Canada. And yep. Basically, there was a bee around his mouth.
Oh, no, that's a bit dangerous.
No, yeah, it's a little bit dangerous, especially if you're allergic.
Mm-hmm.
So while he's doing the chat and everyone's asking him questions, he ends up swallowing the bee. Let's have a listen.
Government, per se, but the premier is coming from the health sector. Holy Christ. I just swallowed a bee. Holy Christ. I knew that little bugger. I'm good. He's down here buzzing around right now. Now, if that was in the clip, okay, this is going to be replayed over and over again.
That is pretty casual, man.
Gold. That is so good.
I just swallowed a bee.
I just swallowed a bee. Now it's buzzing in me. That is.
I'd be freaking out.
I'd be going, hang on.
Like, God, this is going to hurt.
Yeah, the stinger, is it going to sting me on the inside?
Yeah, God. He's wow. He's just casual. He's just casual.
Vote for that guy. You know, he's good in any crisis.
I reckon. He's very calm. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. But I thought, you know, you always hear that rumour about, like, you know, when you're asleep, you eat 8 bugs or 8 spiders true. A year. Is it true? No, it's not true.
It's probably. Not?
No, that one's not true.
You would be eating something, though, because little critters are everywhere.
Mm. Well, that's right. There's 1,400 different species of edible insects across the world.
If you know, you know.
Yum, yum, yum. Put them on my plate now.
Cicadas, crickets, grasshoppers, grubs, you name it.
Oh, yeah, my tummy's rumbling for them.
How's this? There's 60,000 species of weevils. You know what they are?
Weevils.
Yeah, like you get them like in your rice.
Yeah.
And they like
yeah.
turn into little worms.
Yeah.
Apparently, the main one that they love is the pancake mix.
You know.
Oh! But like, I don't know. Like, yeah, I see. Every time I open the rice, I'm like, cat, there's weevils in here. Go throw it out.
Pancake mix, good choice, though. Yum. Yeah.
How's this? One of the emperors of Japan, his favorite thing was to boil wasps and eat them with rice.
If you know, you know.
That's really weird.
Isn't it?
I wonder if you're boiling it, how much it changes the flavor of a wasp.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
See?
That's a really perplexing question. In Papua New Guinea, what they would do sometimes is use stick insects. They would eat the actual insect and its legs then used as fish hooks.
If you know, you know.
That's really making the most of everything, isn't it?
Yeah.
Harsh for the insect, but, you know, it's just not going to waste.
Madagascar hissing cockroaches.
Madagascar just sounds awesome.
It does. It sounds intense, I reckon. It's like just a whole other world. Are said to be yummy and have texture like greasy chicken.
If you know, you know.
I don't know about that.
You wouldn't try?
No. It sounds like the people of Madagascar are trying to get rid of them.
Yeah.
You know, they're like,
trust me,
guys,
it's chicken.
Have a go. Have you, Josh, driving you home? K-Rock 955.
Celebrity. Marlon Brando, Jimmy Dean.
Star.
Grace Kelly, Gene Kelly.
Famous.
Ginger Rogers, Fred Astaire.
V.I.P.
Betty Davis, DiMaggio.
The Celebrity Game.
The celeb game.
I'm getting into the zone.
Yeah, get into the zone.
I haven't been good of late.
No, you were pretty bad last
tricky.
Week.
Tricky. So tricky.
So today, being your birthday, I've done celebs with birthdays in August.
Oh, I love this.
Scarlett Johansson, of course, today. You told me.
Got to be loud people. No
oh, no,
doubt.
Jennifer Lawrence, sorry.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yes. Jennifer Lawrence. Also, I know someone else, Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
He's
today.
Born today.
Jeez, that's a couple of big names.
Yeah, they're big names, you know. What a trio, the three of us.
Yeah, that's right. There's 8 Oscars between you.
Yeah,
something like that. Yeah. Alrighty, here we go. Birthdays celebrated in August, celebrity edition. Tell me who these people are. They're going to get harder as it goes on.
Oh, gosh. Here we go. Come on.
It's pretty much, I think we had the...
Chris Hemsworth. No.
It was right.
I was going to say it is, but imagine if it wasn't, and I'm telling you. No, it is.
No, it is.
Yeah, that well was done. Okay. I like that. I like we're on the board. That's
here we go.
Good feeling.
It's the dream. Ever since last time I was here, I was just so stoked.
Hard voice because I don't really know him, but like if you looked at this man, he's very attractive. I'd say he's like the most attractive guy out there. Very
is he an
close
actor?
Yeah, an actor.
Chris.
No,
is another Chris?
He's like, he's not really like. He was in Game of Thrones, and then he got into be like a superhero, probably the worst superhero ever.
So it's not Chris Evans.
No.
Wow, and he was in Game of Thrones, and he's good looking.
Yeah, really good looking.
Far out. This is hard.
Jason Momoa.
Oh, yes, it is, and he is a hunk.
He's probably the most attractive.
Oh, what a birthday treat he would be if he rocked into the studio right now.
I know, that'd be a big surprise. Oh, yes, you'd be like, Josh, I didn't realise you actually had friends. here we go. Next one, celebrity celebrating birthdays in the month of August.
Yeah, I got here in 81, I guess it was.
Oh, he's older. He got there in 81. Dustin Hoffman.
No, you've had issues with this celeb before.
Because I think he looks like David Schwimmer, isn't it? It's that guy.
No, it's not. It's Keanu Reeves that you're
thinking
of.
Oh, yeah, I can't get that guy. Jared Leto.
Billy Bob Thornton was
Oh, I'm never going to get Billy Bob Thornton.
This one's a bit harder. I don't know if I should do it.
No, do it. I'm going to try my hardest and I reckon I can get it.
You can get it? I'm giving you a longer amount of time on this one.
And I might ask for a clue as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, well, if I give clues out, doesn't it? All right,
come on.
Guess what day you... Have you listened to that Victoria's Secret song? You heard it maybe on TikTok? It's pretty good by Jax.
It's so about, like, just image. Talk.
It's actually very good. I really like it. The Victoria's Secret's now coming.
You haven't said...
The whole 17 seconds is just you just having the conversation. I didn't even engage in it. You just went on.
It's a good song. Check it out.
It was really good. Happy birthday, Hebby. Hebby and Josh, K-Rock 955. Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Hebby and Josh. On K-Rock 955. Herbie, we've heard about monkeypox.
We have indeed.
I know that's something you're really concerned about, just because you don't like the way that it looks on your scars, but obviously...
Visually, it's not an attractive disease.
No, it doesn't look great, does it?
No.
But the WHO have come out with a warning, and it's not really a medical warning.
Okay.
As such. So, obviously, because it's monkeypox, people think that they're getting it from monkeys.
Correct.
And so, apparently, people have been going out and fighting monkeys, which is just so silly. So, they've had to say, hey, it's not how it's going to stop. So, to stop fighting monkeys.
They're actually going to change the name, monkeypox.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I think maybe that's the reason.
Maybe it is.
How dumb are some people?
I know.
I faced monkeypox, you know?
Yeah, we stopped it.
Yeah.
We stopped it together, guys. You know, it's just so silly, so silly. But, you know, especially because monkeys are such, like, strong creatures.
Oh, yeah. Cute but strong.
Oh, so cute. Like, if you were to fight a monkey, would you'd lose every time, wouldn't you?
100%. I mean, we mentioned off air when we were speaking about monkeys that we've both been to Bali and there's the monkey temple. I was so excited the day I went, but then I was so scared when I got there because these monkeys can attack.
They're quick, aren't they? They're on your shoulder very quickly.
Yeah.
The smallest monkey is a pygmy marmoset. It's 150 grams.
Okay, I could take that on.
They can leap more than 16 feet in the air.
I mean... On the ground.
How many pygmy marmosets could you take on at one time? If you were to fight.
If I was going to fight them.
You're fighting, you know, just you versus, like, how many? So if eight would take you down?
Maybe a bit more. I could do probably 16. Let's double that.
You reckon you could take
I'm just worried that they're going to come from behind as well, you know? So you've just got to be quick, like a fly swat.
So you've got fly swatters.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
How many
do you reckon you could do?
No, I don't think I could get any of them.
Oh.
I think, like, they're so quick, right? If it was a strategic attack from a marmoset, you'd be in trouble.
Okay. Could you take a monkey?
I don't think I could. See, like, I'm realistic.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if I had, like, push comes to shove, you know, he's coming at me. Am I thinking I can take on a monkey? I don't think so.
Well, of course not, with that kind of mindset. You've got to go in knowing you can win. Otherwise, they're always going to win.
That's right. They've already won the battle before.
Exactly.
I don't think there's any animal I could take on.
There's got to be an animal you could take on.
Like what?
A meerkat.
But there's a lot of meerkats, you know? And you know they bob up from anywhere?
Yeah.
Like, you tell me, you're walking down the street, all of a sudden meerkats start bopping up, and you're, like, walking down, you're going to say, you're going to start running, aren't you?
I'm going to say, I got this. Meerkats, look out. while you'll be sprinting the other way.
Yeah, yeah, for
sure. Surely.
The idea is that you shouldn't be fighting any animal.
Oh, yeah. That's probably the bigger message we should send.
Not back yourself in. Debbie and Josh and K-Rock.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Kelly Clarkson, Miss Independent, Herbie and Josh driving you home. K-Rock 955. I want to know on the phone, what silly reason, rather, did you have to go to the emergency department at the hospital?
Correcto.
52232955. The reason we're talking about this is there's a nurse just down the road in Bendigo.
Yep.
Who's gone viral on TikTok.
Love this.
And she said these are the five reasons that I'll never do these activities.
Brilliant. You've got to keep them short too if you want to go viral. Five's perf.
Five is good. Yeah. It's enough to keep you hooked.
Exactly.
First one, chop wood, mow the lawn, or use a chainsaw and thongs.
Yes.
So now you know. There's a lot of foot injuries.
You can imagine the people coming in.
Oh, yeah.
What were you doing? I was mowing. Why in thongs? Because I've done it before. I've done it a million times.
I have done it with my electric mower, but that thing barely cuts the grass. Yeah.
It'd give you a nice pedicure.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, it actually looks good.
Bit of a trim. Never ride a motorbike in a singlet or footy shorts.
No. And you know this, they say to wear leather for a reason.
Yeah, just the protection. Because like, there's nothing between you and the road.
Exactly.
Oh, even if you're just doing it around a property or something.
Honestly.
Stick it would go through or something. Oh.
Makes me squirm feeling, that's not good.
Plenty of injuries have happened while drinking and swimming.
Okay, yeah, classic.
And that's one that you have to be very careful of.
Yep.
Using petrol on a fire. I think that's a silly one.
It's so true though.
Unless you know, like, as obviously as kids you think you're invincible,
yeah.
But like you don't realize how flammable petrol is, and when you pour it, it goes straight up into the jerry can, doesn't it?
Like, I've seen it out at Farmer Finley's. Oh. He does it, and I stand way back because you go, "Whoa, that is too much. That's too much." He's like, "You don't understand." No, I do. That's dangerous, buddy.
Yeah,
I do
dangerous.
Understand.
Yeah,
silly
yeah.
man.
I can't read out the fifth one.
happening
just,
late
just,
at night?
Yeah, just know that it's not something you should do.
Okay.
Anyone. So 52232955. I do like how at Barwon Health they do have the waiting, like you can check online how long the waiting list is.
Yes.
The emergency department.
Which is very handy. But when you have an emergency, you know, these accidents are all things that you
don't plan
for.
Well, they're ones that you'd be going
for
pretty quickly because they'd bump you straight up the line.
Yeah.
You've never had something like that, were you?
No, nothing like that bad. Mm. But I did have a friend who was skipping once with a skipping rope, and then she just kept skipping, accidentally tripped, and where she landed, ouchie mama, not good.
Right.
Went sort of.
Oh,
up
right.
Her,
okay,
you know.
That's geez. Okay, we'll stop
so
there. 5-2.
So skipping
two,
landed
three,
her
two,
in the emergency
nine, five,
department.
Five. What silly reason did you end up in the emergency department? We'd love to hear from you. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home. K-Rock 955. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home. K-Rock 955 asking the question, what silly thing were you doing that ended you in the emergency department? This is after a nurse gone viral for the top five activities she's not going to do from what she's seen come through.
Exactly, in the ICU, which, a lot of these you just go, it's a bit squirmish because she said she'll never really wear thongs doing any outdoor activities like mowing
or something like that.
Which makes a lot of sense. We have had Diane message us at our Facebook page and she said, just saying, but not me, holding 50 sparklers in your hand and lighting them for a 50th birthday celebration didn't end well.
Jeez.
That is a fair effort because lighting one of them can be a bit tricky, you know, when it doesn't catch on. So having 50, isn't that nearly a firework?
Well, I don't think it's going to go up in the air, but I mean, it's still going down.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously the heat would be pretty...
Be intense.
Pretty big, wouldn't it?
Because, yeah. Did you ever used to make those sparkler bombs?
No, I didn't. Are you allowed to do this?
I think so. You get sparklers and...
Oh, okay. And then what do you do?
Put them all together.
Yeah.
And they just sparkle a bit more than... They're not an actual Josh.
I'm just listening to the story. What did you do with them?
We just celebrated New Year's as kids down at Balnarring. We went camping. We'd have our own little sparklers.
Yeah. And no one ended up in the emergency department, obviously.
No. There was a guy with the firework, though, who did. That went off in the
wrong direction. That was definitely not the right thing to do. 52232955. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955. Don't do what Herbie suggests, by the way.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.